Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, hour number two of the show. Thank you for joining us. We move our attention now to University of Miami baseball. Big week for the Hurricanes. Florida Gulf Coast tomorrow, and then the Florida Gators come in on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And joining us is the skipper, J.D. Arteaga. J.D., good evening. How are you?
Good evening, guys. How are we doing?
Very good. Thanks a lot for being with us on the show. We didn't get a chance to talk to you after the opening weekend. I'll get to Long Island in a second, but let me just go back a couple weekends. And on February 17th, that first win, February 16th, that first win, against New Jersey Institute of Technology. What was that like for you?
Well, we didn't make it easy. We had to, we had a good lead, good comfortable lead there through three innings. We're up 5-0, I believe. And, they put up a four spot in the fourth and then put three more in the fifth, made it 7-5 games. And it kind of stayed that way till, the seventh inning. And we scored one in the seventh. We tied in the eighth and able to score one more in the ninth there to leave them on the field. So it was definitely an exciting win. A great way to get my first one under my belt. So
I was going to say, it's heck of a way. A typical Hurricane fashion. You came from behind. One you'll always remember.
First one. Yeah, for sure. That's for sure.
And then, of course, last weekend, Long Island comes to town. And a win on Friday. They get you on Saturday. But then you score 22 runs on Sunday. And it is the third time this season, third time early in the season, where you've won a game by a whopping margin. Scored 19 in one game against New Jersey, 16, and then you scored 22 against Long Island. So your team has demonstrated the possibility of having some offense.
Yeah, it's baseball's a funny game, man. We come out, Friday night, we played a solid game. I win that one, then come out Saturday, just in swing the bats, And we were well rested for Sunday afternoon and came out and scored. We got 24 hits and 22 runs. So that's baseball for you, though. And any given day, anything could happen. Their pitchers pitched through a good game, and we hit some balls. The weather wasn't real helpful for the hitters. Had a lot of fly balls up in the wind that didn't stay in the park, and the ball was carrying a little better on Sunday. So that's the game of baseball.
It's only 2 weeks into the new job in terms of games, but what has it been like for you as the manager, as the head coach? Has it been, one, everything you expected it to be, and two, has anything come along now as the head coach that you look at differently than when you were the pitching coach?
Yeah, definitely. Now, the head coach, all I'm really worried about is that final score. Just kind of joking with Rob Cooper, one of our staff guys, that, I played a little game with myself, things I used to worry about that I don't worry about anymore. And, walk to the park and the wind's blowing out. They used to concern me. Now it doesn't concern me as long as you score more runs than the other team, innings like the ninth inning on Sunday, we're up 22-1 at the time. And those are innings that you give guys some work that, they just need to develop and get some work where they might not get, later on in the season. And, they give up a four spot. They used to bother me as a pitching coach. Now it's just, as long as we win the game, it doesn't matter. Guys get their experience, good or bad. It's good to get them out on the field, and they learn from some of those mistakes and those experiences. But the little thing that used to bother me back when I was a pitching coach, at the end of the season, all those runs count towards your ERA, and that's kind of what you're graded under. So, but it's definitely been fun. It's been fun, and it's a full nine innings now. Where I used to play, the half inning that we're on offense, I kind of took off a little bit. now mm-hmm. it's definitely on the whole time. So, but it's been a fun ride so far.
Do you still look at the game from a pitching coach perspective, especially when your team is on offense and when you're at the plate? How are you looking at the game?
Well, Darren Fencer runs the offense for the most part. I have the ability to communicate with him during the inning, and if I want to do something, you know, that he doesn't want to do or just not thinking of. So, for the most part, he's running the offense. We talk before every inning when he goes out, and you know, certain situations, especially, you know, there's not much you can do offensively. The leadoff guy doesn't get on, or so we'll kind of go out before he goes out. It's kind of a pre-inning. You know, matchup type thing. The first guy gets on, we want to do this. The first couple guys get on, we want to do that and stuff, you know. But, you know, if it's, you know, two outs, nobody on, it's not a whole lot you can do offensively, strategically. So, you know, we kind of go out every inning. We have a plan going out. But obviously, it's all on that leadoff guy getting on base.
You're like a football coach. You got an offensive coordinator and you're the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, even the defense, you know, Laz, it's not higher. You know, Laz Gutierrez is a pitching coach now.
Right. That's right.
Of course, I am involved in everything, but, you know, he is a pitching coach, and he calls the pitches and does all the scouting reports and everything. And I guess I got my hand in everything, but ultimately he is a pitching coach, and you got to let him do his job. If I'm doing his job for him, then I hired the wrong guy, and I feel really good about the staff I put together.
I was going to say, you have put together a really nice staff, good experience, good baseball men.
Well, I need all the help I can get, Joe. That's an advice that Jim Morris gave me. He goes, the key to being a good head coach is hiring the right assistant. So I feel really good about the guys around me.
Yeah. Well, Coach Morris won a lot of ball games, so not a bad person to get advice from. You mentioned also, before we dive into some of the regular players, you have had some of these games where you've had the big lead, and that is important to get some of your players playing time.
It is. I mean, we got such a young team and a new team. We've lost so many guys. You know, we lost a couple starting pitchers, our entire bullpen, the whole middle of our lineup, you know, our third baseman, shortstop, first baseman, right fielder. So there's a lot of new faces. So it's important. And I've said from the get-go, this is a roster that you can see a lot of movement, a lot of different guys playing a role in every game, whether it's, you know, a blowout or even close games. You know, just even that Friday night, that first Friday night opening day, you know, we used a couple pinch runners. They both ended up scoring. So we have the type of roster that we can kind of make a lot, do a lot of moves throughout the game and really strategize and put guys in, move guys around the infield and outfield. And it works. It works for our team.
Yeah. You have some players, and you have a young team, and you have some players that have caught the attention of fans, obviously starting with Cuvé at third base. He's only hitting .630 through his first seven games. He'll eventually cool off, but, He's got power, JD, and the thing I like, he's got power the opposite way.
You know, I've said it, you know, I've been around this program for a really long time, and I haven't seen too many freshmen with just the raw power that he has. He's right up there with the Pat Burrows and Yonder Alonso's and Yo-Yo Morales's and pure power. But, you know, something that sets him apart is he's a student of the game, and he asks a lot of really good questions, and he's always learning. You know, he's not up there just swinging. He's got an idea at the plate, and he learns pitch to pitch and at bat, and what teams are, you know, trying to do to him. So he's got a really, really bright future ahead of him.
Torres already has more home runs this year than he had all of last season.
Yeah, I think he's got more bats than he had all last season as well. So it's one of those things. You know, the lineup last year with Yo-Yo at third and Cephas at first, those guys, tough to get at bats in there, you know. But they kind of waited their turn. I think they're taking advantage of their opportunity now. And they learned a lot last year and putting everything into play now. So it's good to see him get off to a good start and done what he's done so far. And hopefully he keeps that going.
Lorenzo Carrier, I think it's his third year. Or is it his fourth year? Because he had that injury. I lose track.
It's his third year.
But right.
Yeah, most of his freshman with a shoulder injury. So it's his third year. And he's got probably as much talent as anyone on the field, you know. When he kind of relaxes and just lets the game come to him and plays the game, he's a special player. It's just the game still speeds up on him at times, and he recognizes it, and he's working on it. Something that, you know, Laz Gutierrez, as a performance coach for the Red Sox, plays a big role with our guys, and just kind of relaxing and not letting the moment get too big or too fast for anybody. And that's something that I think, you know, Zoe's going to really benefit from spending some time with Laz.
You know, I also think correct me if I'm wrong on this, Lorenzo coming out, the major leagues were very interested in him, but this also shows you the value of college baseball, because maybe a player like that that goes into the minor league system early, who has got raw skills but needs to really polish up his game, you know, those guys, 3 or 4 years, they can wash out of a system, where in college baseball, this is the place where they can develop and gain their confidence and find what their game is, or I should say maybe define what their game is and maybe live up to some of those expectations.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's hundreds of Lorenzo Carriers in professional baseball with all the tools and all the natural ability to be special. But yeah, it's a tough game, especially mentally, you know, and being off on your own playing, you know, I guess play 144 games in the minor leagues, and it's night after night, and you don't get much help there. It's you're kind of on your own. And I would say from the moment that the scout signs you, his job is to find your replacement. He's out looking for your replacement right away the next day. So it's a tough life. And yeah, you're going to develop on your own. You're going to figure it out on your own. If you don't, they've got someone to take your spot. So definitely for Lorenzo, he made the right choice of coming to college and you know, getting a little better every year. You know, unfortunately, he got hurt that freshman year and he missed that whole summer, which probably is more important than even his actual freshman spring season. That summer ball that first time is a big deal when it comes to development. And he missed that whole thing. So he's in his third year, but he's really just a sophomore, just starting his second season. And you've already seen a lot of improvement in him.
Yeah, you've got some pop in this lineup with Covey and Torres, Carrier, Costello, and when Blake Sear is able to come back, you've got some pop in this lineup.
We do, and Blake will be back this week. He's back with the team. He joined the team today. He was in class this morning and was in practice today, so he'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. And we got another freshman, Jake Kulikowski, you know, that he had a couple of pinch hits that didn't fare too well, but those are tough spots. And look, it's something that it's okay to fail now, because later on in the season when we need him to come in that role, he's going to have a little experience with it, and he's going to come through for us. But he got a start on Sunday against Long Island. He just looked so much more comfortable to play it. And, you know, he's a kid that, you know, by the end of the fall, we thought he'd be in the mix for a starting role. Didn't get off to a great start in the spring, the inter squads and practices, so he's been on the bench to start the season, but he's going to be a big part of our team and our offense in the very near future.
Your pitching has been pretty darn good so far, your starting pitching, for the most part. This kid Hernandez, I haven't had a chance to call one of his games yet. I've only seen the video, but sure looks like he's touching the mid-90s, and then Schlesinger and Zeal have been bulldogs for you on the mound.
Yeah, they, you know, coming in, we felt really good about our starting rotation. You know, obviously, you know, when you get your Friday night starter back from the previous year, you feel good about him and Gage Zeal. Rafe has just really just picked up where he left off last season. You know, he had a rough first half of the season. And as the season went, he got, you know, better and better through some high leverage innings out of the bullpen. And, of course, his last appearance against Texas throwing, you know, 7 scoreless was amazing for him. And he just kind of picked off where he left off. And really just throwing strikes, and another guy's fastball's developed. It's up to the mid-90s now, and just a tough left-hander. And then, you know, you come on Sundays with Herrick Hernandez, and he might be our best guy. I mean, so far to this point he's been, you know, and he's a guy's only been pitching for 3 years. This is his third year pitching, so he's fresh. It's amazing the feel he has for the strike zone, throws 4 pitches for strikes. And, you know, you always hear how guys are tough to hit. He's tough to play catch with. You know, just playing catch. So that tells you a little bit about him. He's hit some of our guys in the chest where they just, well, kind of, you know, nicks off the glove and hits him in the chest. And he's tough to play catch with, tough to pick the ball up. And the ball's got a little some different. His analytics are a little different than everybody else's.
Tomorrow night, Florida Gulf Coast comes in here. They are 2-5, but it's always a really good matchup between Miami and Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, you know, they're 2-5, but they started the season at Texas, at TCU, and they actually had them beat Friday and Saturday night to start the season. They got left on the field both nights, so they could have easily, you know, be 2-3 or 4-3 with a series win on the road against a top 10 team in the country. So they're always tough. They always come in. They play us tough. Every all the mid majors in the state of Florida are going to come in here and give you a good game and play you tough. So. Not a team to look past or you know, look ahead into the weekend. You got to take care of business tomorrow against Florida Gulf Coast, and then get ready for the Gators in the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, not to look past Florida Gulf Coast, but That team from the northern part of the state's coming down here, the Gator. They're 5-1, so they're off to a pretty good start. I would imagine, as usual, they've got pretty good pitching. I'm looking at Leon Peterson, who's got 13 strikeouts and 4 walks, and I imagine their pitching staff is loaded again.
They are. They're loaded on both ends, you know, offensively and pitching and defense and everything. I mean, look, they are the benchmark in the state of Florida right now. They've been the best team in the state for quite some time now, and that's the team we got to beat to get to where we want to be. So we'll know where we're at by the end of the weekend. By no means is a selection show Sunday night after that game, so it's not going to make or break our season. But it gives us a good idea of where we're at and what we have to improve on and to get to where we want to be.
Yeah, it's always a very emotional series, and obviously they've done a pretty good their way to for the most part. But the games have always been tight and very emotional. I would expect the same on the weekend.
Yeah, it's you're right. They've been. Look at the overall record; they've handled us pretty good over the last few years. But it's not like they're blowouts, and they've been good games. And just got to find a way to win, you know. And then I think winning is a learned trait. It's not something that you just go out and do. And with a young team, I think they showed a lot of heart that first night. Even our two losses, it's not like we were ever out of those games. I thought we fought for 9 innings. We just came up short against UCF, and that Saturday against. Against Long Island. So I think the team that's going to come up, go out and play hard, whether we're the most talented team in the country or the state, that's someone else's to decide, but I know we're going to come out and play hard every night.
Yeah. I got a long way to go in the season, but it's right. You're right. It's a good measuring stick, but it's you got a long way to go in this one, and conference play is right around the corner.
It is, you know, after them, we got Virginia at home and then North Carolina at home. So, doesn't get any easier, you know. But you're right. It's always a very emotional series, and it's always, you know, in-state rivals, so it'll be fun.
You've got Lucas Costello came in from Wake Forest. He brings you some experience, right? They were in the World Series a year ago. He comes home, so and he gives you another bat in the lineup.
Gives another bat in the lineup. He's a good defender. He's already made 2 really nice plays out in right field.
Yep.
But yeah, most important is the guy with such a young team. It brings up some veteran leadership and some experience, and he knows what it takes, you know. And he's a local kid. He's from Miami originally, went to Gulliver High School, and then transferred over to Westminster Christian. So he knows a lot of guys on the teams on the team already. But he brings that experience that he gained last year at Wake Forest, making a deep run into the World Series and having a great season. So it's good to have him around, and kind of I'm sure he's a great clubhouse guy.
All right, Florida Gulf Coast tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Friday night, 7 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, then 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. So a different starting time on Saturday. It's a 3 o'clock in the afternoon game for Miami and the Gators. The biggest question of the night is, what day do the Brownies go into the locker room, the clubhouse? Will they be there tomorrow?
They'll be there on Friday. Darren Fencer said that they got to be there on Wednesday, on the weekday game, and on Friday. So they definitely will be there. We'll keep score again. I think you finished third.
But in that contest, that's the good news.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to win that one too often.
Wait a minute. Are we judging it by who eats the most or who has the best discipline and can – lay off after about 2 or 3?
You know what? You're gonna have to define that. I think you're right. We're gonna have to define that because I don't think you want, like I said, you don't want to be on the top of that list too often.
Because I think I showed great.
We still gotta wear a uniform,
right? I showed great discipline and restraint the other day. I was gonna take a couple and put them in my back pocket for later, but
I think Darren Fencer ended up winning that one. So we'll see. We'll see how he does this week.
The baker of these brownies, I believe, is your daughter. Am I correct?
She is. Yeah. She just got home. She just got back from a Publix run to get the brownie mix. Yeah. So.
Well, you tell her that I am a very good I'm very good when it comes to sweets and brownies, and hers are in the top 5 of all time.
Sounds good. I'll let her know that, and I don't know if you'll be there tomorrow, but
I'll be there tomorrow. And I might, while you're out there having batting practice, I might sneak into the clubhouse and eat them all.
No, I'm counting. I'm going to keep them locked up to where they're to keep score.
All right. I'll be there for the scoreboard. Very good. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Joe. See you tomorrow.
All right. That's J.D. Arteaga, head coach, University of Miami baseball team, joining us. And the Canes have Florida Gulf Coast tomorrow, 6 p.m. Then the Gators come in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right. You want to go to a dealership that's more than a dealership. You want to go to a dealership where you're going to be treated like your friend or like a neighbor, where the customer service is going to be outstanding. I highly recommend Williamson Cadillac, because Williamson Cadillac has built a loyal client base by staying focused on the customer experience. Customers are treated like family. So enjoy world-class customer service when you purchase a new Cadillac at Williamson Cadillac. And new vehicles are arriving every single day. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6. I'm in the XT4 right now, but I drove the XT5. I've driven the XT6. And the all-new electric Lyriq is at Williamson right now. And you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle? Then I suggest a Cadillac from Williamson Cadillac, your premier luxury dealership, located on US 1 just south of the Palmetto. And nobody, I mean nobody, does a better job with customer service, and nobody will have more respect for their customers than Ed Williamson, of course, his lovely wife Carol, and the general manager Jeff Rogers, always there all the time. Jermaine Chambers, you want to get into a new Cadillac? Former University of Miami wide receiver Jermaine Chambers. Nobody knows how to sell better than Jermaine, and makes the entire process as easy and smooth as possible. Williamson Cadillac, your premier luxury dealership, is Williamson Cadillac. Williamson is Miami.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.